First Corinthians chapter 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified, made holy in Christ Jesus, called to be Saint Esser, whole, why, ones, with all who in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of go d we ich I s given to you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him in all speech and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you are lacking in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called to the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ, Lord. Now I urge you be brothers by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all be in agreement, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment, because it has been declared to me of you, my brothers, by those who are who see of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, everyone of you says, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I am of Christ. Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. And I baptized also he household of Stephanas, Besid, these. I do not know whether I baptized in water, because Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect, because said the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who perish, but to us who are saved, it is the power of God, because it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Wise, where are the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Because in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom did not know God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save those who believe, because the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. We preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men, because you see your calling, brothers, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many, mighty, not many, noble, are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty and base, things of the world and things which are despised. God has chosen, yes, and things which are not, to bring to nothing things that are, that show old glory in his presence, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who of God is made to us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that accordingly, as it is written, let him who boasts, let him boast in the Lord.